Good morning.
Morning.
It's time to get up, guys. Up and at 'em.
If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed.
Come on, guys.
We're burning daylight.
Early worm gets the worm.
I like waking up when no one's around.
I seriously wish breakfast went all day.
What for breakfast?
Cayman James.
Happy hump day, Sydney.
I think before next Wednesday, we need to think of a new name for Wednesday rather than hump day.
But it is. It's like the hump day.
Yeah, but it's outdated.
It's outdated. So what should it be?
I don't know. Let's think of one before next Wednesday. No, next Wednesday we'll have a new name for Wednesday apart from hump day.
Okay, deal. Hey, today on the show we've got our dictionary additions, new words that have been added to the Oxford Dictionary, and you have to guess which ones are there.
Also, whoops, what did you stuff up at work? I made a real big blunder yesterday after the show. We'll talk about it shortly.
And your hellish housemate experiences. I had to move out of my house this year due to a 8-inch high housemate. It was a dog. a bit ominous there. And that's coming up on the show.
Cam and Danes.
The catch up.
The catch up.
The catch up.
Not catch up.
Not
catch up.
Snooze. News.
No! Everyone wake up.
What's happened while we've been asleep?
Well, big one on the block last night. It is Hell Week, like I said yesterday. They are filling in all the rest of the spaces so they can get these bad boys to auction. Mm. The foreman, Keithy, got his shirt off and his rig out.
Paulie's got 14,000 Instagram followers.
And my little friend, Keithy, my best mate, I saw his Instagram following. And I felt quite sorry for him. You too can become insta-famous if you get your rig out. And then they did a top off.
Get your rig out.
Would you do that to up your Instagram following, Kim?
Not at all. I'll get mine out and my Instagram following is still low.
Okay. Well, he did it and I checked overnight, went up 4,000 followers, so maybe it actually does work.
Yeah, but he also has a reality TV show to bolster his following.
You've only got a radio show, that's all.
Yeah, one day.
Hey, Tess and Luke on the block are nearly broke, and the prize for this week winning all the rooms is their house gets to be on the cover of the Domain mag. All right, moving on to Love Island.
One of my favourites.
The bomb squad have arrived, the girls left the villa, and the guys are going on dates with five new people.
The bomb squad?
The bomb squad, five new bombshells, gals.
Oh, so they're like the intruders.
Came into the villa. And this is the awkward, I hate awkward first date conversation. This is the best they could do.
Each guy will date the new girls one at a time.
Tell me, what was your first impression of me?
You definitely caught my eye.
Yeah.
What else did you do with your spare time?
Snorkeling, supping, anything on water.
Yeah. Can you actually swim?
Yes, I can swim.
Can you actually swim? Orkies.
Speed date questions.
Yeah.
What do you do in your spare time? What are you looking for in a partner?
Partner. Do you want to have kids? Should we get married right now?
I suppose they're important things to ask on a first date, but they are awkward. And, you know, if you're on a reality TV show, have a bit of fun with it. Think of a creative way of asking that. Like...
Yeah, can you swim?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's not first date combos for me.
Cam and Danes.
The Catch Up.
On next.
Finally, it's the end to Droughtlander. Outlander Season 5 is coming back next year and I couldn't be more excited.
See, before you told me about that you were going to talk about this, I'd never heard of Outlander or Droughtlander. Which is it's Outlander?
It's Outlander, right. But it's the end of Droughtlander because it's coming back.
So what's the whole deal with Outlander?
All right, so in a couple of sentences, Outlander is a show that is like a historic show. Claire is a character from sort of... England in the 1940s, she falls through these stones when she's visiting Scotland and she goes back in time to the times of like the Scottish Culloden War. So this is what we've got to look forward to.
This is just the start of what America will become. People who come here in their thousands, all hoping to live the American dream.
Is that the same as our dream?
I suppose it is.
So it kind of discovers the historic... trade between Scotland and England and the Americas. They end up going to the Americas and there's a whole big Culloden War that happens in the moors in Scotland. So I actually started watching this when I was over in the UK. I was studying over there and I'd binge it, absolute binge it. And then because I knew so much about these different historic locations in Scotland, I decided to take a train up to north from where I was in England to Scotland and did like a tour of all the different locations that were in the film.
Was it one of those
in the TV series?
Was it one of those things where you got to the locations in the TV show and you knew everything about it already? Or did you find out more stuff from the locations and then when you watched the show, you were like, ah, that makes more sense?
Yeah, it was the latter. When you go back and you rewatch it, it's like, oh, I stood by that stone. I mean, the stone means nothing. It's just a stone. But just for me and my mum, it was just amazing.
So for a bit of a, like, just listening to that, I'm guessing that's a trailer for the fourth season. It sounds like
the
she's...
Fifth season.
Fifth. It's God. Okay. it sounds as though this woman is like a time traveler warning everyone about what the future's going to be like.
Yeah, and she's actually a nurse in the Second World War, so she goes back and she knows all the different types of medicines and stuff like that. So she actually saves a lot of people and she's considered a witch and blah, blah, blah. It's really good. If you haven't seen it, jump on board because, to be honest, just for the history of it, it's amazing to watch. Plus, when Jamie, the main character, the Scottish guy, takes off his shirt, I'm okay with that.
So you watch it just for that reason?
No, for the education, Cam, how dare you?
Cam and Danes.
This is the catch up. No catch up on
no
Next.
No catch up allowed on Next.
Dictionary edition.
That's right. We are on Dictionary edition. That's right. We are on Dictionary edition. It's the second round. So this comes from the word fake news being added to the English Oxford Dictionary.
By
Trump himself. I'm sure he wrote them a personal letter.
Yeah, I'm glad you came in, Chris, because I was just wondering when I woke up this morning, I wonder what word's been added to the dictionary overnight or recently.
Now I have an answer for you.
All right, hit us. So we've got to, you're going to give us three definitions and one has just been added to the dictionary.
One has just been added. That's correct. All right. Number one, whatevs. Used, typically in response to a question or statement, to indicate that the speaker is disinclined to engage with or is indifferent to the matter.
I love the scientificness of that.
It's a very precise way of explaining whatevs.
Yeah.
Malarkey, words that are insincere and talk that is particularly foolish.
I feel like that comes from a different language, so maybe that's already in there.
Could be. And last one, canoodle, to caress, fondle or pet amorously. It's a bit of a dirty word, canoodle.
Canoodle, if you canoodle with someone.
Yeah.
On Love Island, they canoodle.
They do nothing but canoodle.
I use the word whatevs, but I can't picture someone going, that needs to be in the dictionary.
I think that it is a very now word, so I'm going to go with A, whatevs.
I'm going to lock in C, canoodle.
Well, Cam, you are...
Oh, damn it.
But Dana,
are you serious?
You are correct.
I think this is my second question that I've got up right all week.
Yeah.
Who decided to add that to the dictionary?
I guess it's common in like kind of vernacular. Whatevs. So yeah. It's in there now.
Do you want to add this word? Yeah, whatevs.
Yeah.
I use it sarcastically to make people go, oh my God, you say that
MSN
word.
MSN speak.
Yeah.
All right. So number two, we've got shavu, a rocking party or celebration.
Chevaux.
Come to my chevaux on Friday.
Chevaux is horse in French.
The way I would use that was, ooh, you guys are having a little chevaux.
I like that. That's great.
Flick the hair at the same time. All right.
All right. Chomper, a person who, or an animal or thing which, bites, chews, crushes, or eats something, especially vigorously or greedily.
A chomper. Like a horse. You chomper. Yeah.
So when you're really hungry, you chomp through your breakfast.
Yeah.
And the last one is windershins. And that is to go counterclockwise or in an opposite direction of the usual way.
Windershins. I'm going to say windershins just because I really hope that's a word.
I was going to lock in windershins, but I like the word chevaux. So let's go chevaux.
Oh, well, you are both incorrect. I'm really sorry. The word that was added was chomper.
Chomper. If you chew a lot.
There's probably a few definitions for chomper, is there?
Yeah, there is. There is indeed. All right.
Hit us with the last one,
So
Chris.
What are our two words that we've learned?
The two words we've learned are whatevs and chomper. They're the ones that have been added. And for the last one, we've got, there's crapulence, which is sick from excessive eating or drinking. Everyone's had a crapulent day at times. We've got macrosomatic, which is having a good sense of smell.
Yep.
And we have Satoshi, which is the smallest monetary unit in the Bitcoin digital payment system.
Satoshi. That sounds like Yoshi from Mario Kart.
It does.
All right, I'm going to lock in C.
Okay, then I'll go, what was the first one? A.
That was crapulence.
Yeah, crapulence, because it should be a word.
Dana, you are incorrect. And Cam, you are correct.
Woo!
Somebody is the winner of Dictionary Edition.
That's a draw. Dana got the first one. We both got the second one wrong. I got the last one.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
You're moving up in the world, Danes.
I like to try. Well, I hope we've all learned something today. I have. That crapulence isn't a word, but it should be.
It should be.
Definitely should be.
Cam and Danes.
The catch up.
Not ketchup.
Catch up.
Next news brought to you by Above Clouds. Visit clouds.com.au. News.
Good morning. I am Natal Jimo with your next headlines. A tourist finds out she has breast cancer after an odd photo at a visitor attraction. The 41-year-old went to a camera obscura at a World of Illusion in Scotland. A terminal imaging camera detected an unusual hotspot on her left breast. A follow-up with her doctor led to a cancer diagnosis.
That's devastating for the woman to find out that she's got breast cancer, but how lucky.
I think that's a good omen, like to be able to find out sooner rather than later. Otherwise, I wonder how long afterwards she would have actually been diagnosed.
Yeah, and I think it is a good thing that she realized and she went on with after being detected and she was feeling that something might be, you know, wrong in the image. And then she followed up with her GP and later on it was diagnosed.
Yeah, I wonder what the conversation was like before they went to the attraction. Whether it was like, oh, I don't want to go to this bloody castle. And then end up finding out that,
which turned out to be a really good, you know.
The conversation at the place when there was something that, you know, the x-ray operator saw. I wonder if they had that chat with her. That's interesting.
Yeah, but she is doing well. She is going under treatment and she's just following procedures right now.
Oh, well, good for her and good thing that she found out sooner rather than later.
And I think the lesson is get checked. Everybody, get checked. Men, women, get checked.
Absolutely.
Cam and Danes.
The catch up.
On next.
Whoops. What did you stuff up at work? Yesterday, when Dana and I were planning the show, Tuesday's show, we have a whiteboard meeting and we write up all our ideas on the whiteboard and we plan it out and structure it all. And someone had left a permanent marker at the bottom of the whiteboard.
I love how you're already putting this on someone else.
Who leaves a permanent marker at the bottom of the whiteboard? Anyway, And also, why am I always the one who gets up and writes on the whiteboard?
Well, maybe.
Bloody producer Chris.
Maybe I put the...
Producer Chris is sitting there Googling weird things like horse sashimi and and pigs on his phone. You're running around like a headless chook and I'm always the one who's stuck writing on the whiteboard. Anyway, I wrote everything for the show in permanent marker.
Yeah, we had a permanent show. You're lucky that we're not doing the same show that we did yesterday simply because we couldn't rub it off.
Because I spent about an hour and a half trying to rub it off. I had this spray and all these different types of antibacterial wipes.
And this got us thinking, whoops, what mistake have you made at work? Because I grew up working in a bakery for 4 years. And obviously, if food hits the floor, you can't sell it. And sometimes these bread baskets were so heavy, you'd end up dropping a full tray of bread and you'd just have to like stuff it in the bin so that your boss didn't notice.
Yeah. And it's always a mistake where it can be fixed.
Yeah.
Like there's no issue, but at the time you're devastated. And because the drive team came in to plan their show and I was going to clean the whiteboard off for them. And realized that this stuff was not coming off. And I was like, bugger. I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours wiping this off, I was almost there for 2 hours wiping it off. And like people were mad at the time, but it's not a big deal. The whiteboard's clean now.
Yeah.
We got a fresh show. Actually, I might go check if I
wrote it in. What if it happened today as well?
Jane from Roselle, what was your work mistake?
So I made a massive mistake a couple of years ago when I was driving around in our company car. I was driving to see a client and I totally scraped into someone else's and lied to my boss about it. Said that they drove into me and they drove off. It stayed with me ever since.
Did you get away with that or are you just confessing this for the first time now?
I'm getting it off my chest. Letting them know if they're listening.
Oh, that's a big whoop.
That's not good. Thanks for joining us, Jane.
No worries.
Oh, that's not good.
Nah, you don't want to be scratching the work car. Instagram. Instagram's going off as well. What was your work? Whoops. Ree from Mosman says she spilt 2 Aperols over a lady and her Gucci bag.
Ooh, I don't assume that would have a good response from...
Not the Gucci bag,
the Gucci
Ree.
Clad lady. we've got Niall who's messaged in and he said he crashed He crashed a forklift into a roof of a warehouse, permanently damaging the gut. Oh, he's driving a forklift, which you need a license for.
Yeah.
Into guttering and didn't tell his boss.
I wonder if he had a license for that one. Good on you, Niall. Thanks for messaging in. Maya has messaged in saying she drove a quad bike into the back of a shed, leaving a dent at a horse training stud in Melbourne.
These are all like accidents where I don't think that people have owned up either.
Maybe the next listeners aren't good drivers. Maybe they shouldn't be getting behind the wheels of forklifts.
Cam and Danes.
This is the catch up. No catch up on
no
next.
No catch up allowed on next.
Very, very exciting news overnight. Gay marriage has been passed. The law for gay marriage has been passed in Northern Ireland. And it even gives me chills thinking about it because I remember exactly where I was. I was in Melbourne for when it was passed in 2017. In Australia, and they literally counted down the law to passing at midnight like it was New Year's Eve.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
yeah! Wow.
Yeah, the audio's a bit distorted there, but it just gives me chills thinking about because it's such a happy event. Like, since England and Wales passed the marriage equality law in 2013, followed by the Republic of Ireland in 2015. So this is coming a little bit later, but due to the Catholic and Protestant roots of the country, you can understand why.
Has the LGBTQIA community in Ireland been fighting for this for a while?
Yeah. It's like pride parades have been happening for a while. It's grown in popularity, and even like the parades and everything have kind of got a backing from sponsors recently, families, politicians, the police. So it's been a long time coming and it only happened overnight. I'm stoked.
Well, to be honest, I didn't know that they were fighting for this because I just assumed that it was already passed.
Yeah, it is a thing that we assume now that, you know, once it's happened in Australia, we are fighting for that for a long time. And now it's here and it's there for now Northern Ireland as well.
Like, it's more surprising to hear a country around the world that hasn't passed these laws because It's so commonplace now for that just to be the law.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love that audio. That's great. The elation in everybody's voice. And
they throw a big party for everything, the Irish.
Yeah, true. I'm sure many beers were consumed.
Cam and Danes.
The catch up. We can all probably agree that house prices in Sydney are ridiculous, like obscene. So a lot of us are in share houses or at least sharing with a mate.
And the things that come with sharing with housemates, whether they're friends of yours or people who you don't know, is quite often you'll have a housemate from hell.
Housemate from hell.
And boy, do I have a story for you. Earlier this year, I had to move out of my current flat because of a housemate from hell. He was about 10 inches off the ground and has four legs and was a sausage dog.
You shared a flat with a sausage dog?
Yes. I moved in with a couple who had a sausage dog. It was the cutest thing. It got me over the line. It's half the reason I moved in. I was so excited to have a dog without any of the responsibility. And it turns out I got home from work one day and something stunk in the house. Like, I couldn't work it out.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, have they left like the fridge open or have they been boiling Brussels sprouts? It was disgusting. It was like the worst smell.
Dirty Brussels sprout smell, yeah.
And I walk around the apartment trying to locate the smell. It turns out the dog had pooed on the floor behind the couch. It was rank. And then I brought it up with my flatmates. And they said to me, well, if you don't like it, our priority is Dennis, our sausage dog. So, you know, you can leave. So
such a priority that they're going to let him lay fresh ones on the carpet.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, it's happened once. No big deal. It's can started to happen every day. And I was like, nah, I'm out of here. See you guys. Bye, Dennis. You are my
When I was at uni, I was living in a big share house with six of my mates. So there's seven people in total in the house. And every time I'd get up early to go for a dip at the beach, I'd come back. And we had a nice front yard. It was nice and leafy and green. It sort of felt like you're in the forest. And then when you'd walk through that, you'd get to the house and you'd walk in, you'd smell something similar to what you smelled.
Brussels sprouts.
not Brussels sprouts, just a really bad smell. But it was always, because there was so many people in the house, the bins would fill up overnight and no one ever used to take the bins out. And it used to just like stink the whole house out. So I'd go out in the morning and have this nice, really good dip at the beach and feel nice and refreshed and relaxed. And, you know, you walk into your house and you go, life's not so bad.
Yeah.
And then you walk into the kitchen.
It's a garbage dump.
It was disgusting. So I had 6 housemates from hell.
We've got producer Chris in the studio. He also has a hellish housemate experience. What is it?
I sure do. It's the first time I moved out of home. I was about 24, 25. I lived with my landlord, which is a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And basically, he didn't work. He'd stay in his little cupboard of a room all day, smoking pot in there. And he basically spent all our money that we gave him for bonds on pot. And when we wanted to leave, he didn't have the bond.
So he didn't give it back?
He didn't give it back. No, he'd just sort of blown it up in smoke.
He'd blown your bond.
Living with the landlord can get pretty messy anyway, because even if they're not potheads like your one was, they're still pretty tedious about things that you do in the house.
Yeah, they are.
At the end of the day, they're the ones who've got to fix it. Yeah.
And you feel like you're imposing.
Yeah. This man didn't connect the TV aerial because he thought it would interfere with his mind.
One of those.
So he's a bit incomplete in chemtrails.
Well, give us your calls, 9805-667. We want to know if you've got a housemate from hell. Bree from Maroubra says that her housemates have parties and don't invite her.
Especially when you're living in their house, how awkward.
Maybe that's on you, Bree. Maybe you are the housemate from hell.
Yeah, potentially. That could say something about us, like, although a dog pooing on the floor hopefully doesn't say anything about me. We've also got Bryce from Coogee. He has said that his housemates used to cook snags in the oven without a tray and the fat would pile up and burn. Ooh. That is rank.
The fat burning is a symbol of hell.
Yeah.
It's like fire.
Cam and Danes.
The Catch Up.
On Next.
Good morning. I am Natal Jimo with the next headlines. Rapper Kanye West has donated $1 million as a present for a charity during her wife's birthday.
Kim's birthday?
Yes.
Kanye's the man. Everyone has so many bad things to say about him, but what other millionaires are donating $1 million to their wife to charity for her birthday?
Yeah, and it's going for a good cause, you know, like, you know, there is 5 charities, you know, including one that is anti-recidivism collusion, which is to help people who go to jail and come back and go to jail again.
So Kim is very passionate about that as well.
Yeah.
She met with Donald Trump earlier this year to talk about prison reform and helping rehabilitate people who are coming out of prison, and also not putting people into prison for small crimes.
I mean, the star power that these guys have, it's amazing that they're using it for good. I mean, sure, there's a lip kit out there too, but, you know, we've got to counterbalance it somewhere.
What else could you buy Kim Kardashian that she wouldn't already have?
True. I don't know. What would you do with a $1 million if it's donated to you?
If it was donated to me, I'd probably pay off this week's electricity bill. I mean, that was a shock when it entered my letterbox, that's for sure.
$1 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can do more with that.
But if someone gave it to you to give to charity, it'd be a bit sort of like, you're giving that to charity?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the news headlines, Natal.
Kevin Danes.
This is the Catch Up. No Catch Up on
no
Next.
No Catch Up allowed on Next.
We need to talk about something really annoying that's made a resurgence, and just when you thought you got rid of it, it's back. Baby Shark tune. Oh my goodness. I thought my head was already sore enough from getting up early this morning and you keep turning that stupid song up.
I love it. It's so catchy.
It's become the unofficial soundtrack of the Washington Nationals run to the World Series, the baseball team.
Yeah.
So what's happened is one of the players, he's an outfielder. His name is Gerardo Parra. He uses it as a pump-up song.
Which
before
you can
he runs
see
out into the field.
It's kind of like, do you remember the Crazy Frog anthem? It's kind of like that of this generation.
Yeah, so he uses it as a pump-up song before he runs out onto the field. And when he told it in an interview before a game had started, and then they won the game convincingly to get into the World Series. So what's happened
like
is
like a good omen.
The fans have donned this song as a good luck omen. And what they do is some people are dressing up as sharks to go watch the games.
Yeah.
And they're just belting it out across the speakers. 40,000 fans in the arena singing this stupid baby shark song.
Could you imagine the roar?
And it seems to be working for them.
I'm into it. I'm all on board. I love it.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to watch baseball if there's 40,000 fans dressed in shark costumes and singing along to this. Wait, did I say mummy shark?
Yeah, they go through the whole family.
Oh,
wait for
right.
it.
You're joking me. That is the worst thing ever. Well, good luck to Washington Nationals, and I hope that because you've chosen this song as your good luck omen, that it doesn't work out for you.
Well, no, I'm all in. I'm all in. I want it to work.
Cam and Danes.
The catch up.
The catch up.
The catch up.
Not catch up.
Not
catch up.
It's time for quiz challenges.
Oh, yes. Jack was the winner of Quiz Challenger yesterday, but we couldn't get him back on the line this morning. So we've got two new challengers today. Our first challenger being Anna from Earlwood. Anna, are you feeling confident?
Hi. Yes, I think so. Although I did trivia the other night and lost.
All right. Well, you're like semi-confident coming into this. Okay, so here's the deal, Anna. I'm going to ask you four general knowledge questions. You've got 30 seconds to answer. If you get it incorrect, we'll skip over to the next question and we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Your time, 30 seconds, starts now.
Who starred as Donnie Darko in the film of the same name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Correct. Who lived at 221 Baker Street, London?
Is it Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, correct. True or false? If you go into space, do you grow taller?
No. False.
The song Son of a Preacher Man was recorded by which British singer in 1968?
That's all right. Answer it if you know it.
Dusty Springfield.
Yes, that's correct. So you got 3 out of 4. Congratulations, Anna.
That is really good.
That's a great first attempt. So you should be feeling pretty confident after that. 75%.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Okay, now we're going to see how Ryan from Darling Point is going to go. Ryan, how are you feeling?
Oh, look, I'm just woke up, so I'm feeling a little bit light-headed, but I'm going to go.
All right. Also semi-confident coming into this. Anna's just gone. We're not going to tell you how she went, so not to add a bit of extra pressure to you, but
okay.
We've got four general knowledge questions, 30 seconds to answer.
Your time starts now.
Who starred as Donnie Darko in the film of the same name?
Oh, pass.
Who lived at 221B Baker Street, London?
Sherlock Holmes.
If you go into space, do you grow taller, true or false?
False.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone are the creators of which long-running animated TV show?
South Park.
Okay, we'll go back to another question. If you go into space, do you grow taller, true or false?
True.
Just a little bit late for that one. So you got 2 out of 4, and Anna comes in hot with the win. She got 3 out of 4.
Well done, Anna.
Oh, man.
Well done, Anna. How are you feeling? You feeling good after that one?
Yeah, I feel really good about that.
Oh, well, you're today's quiz challenger winner, so you'll be on the show again tomorrow to challenge another caller. Ryan didn't come up lucky with that one today, mate.
Yeah, back to bed, I think.
Yeah, back to bed. Maybe a little bit too lightheaded.
What's for breakfast? Cam and Danes!
Hey, it's producer Chris here. For more Cam and Danes, head to next.aftrs.edu.au. Next.afters on Facebook and Afters Radio on the gram.